Canto 7. Hosanna, holy God of hosts, who makes yet more resplendent with his brightness all the happy fires that burn here for our sakes, lighting this realm and every hallowed hall. Singing these Latin-Hebrew notes he spun, that spirit upon whom a double light of earth and heaven joined to flame as one. And I could see him sing, and heard the sight, as he and all the rest moved in the dance, and like the flight of quickest sparks were veiled by sudden distance. I could not advance without doubt, for inside myself I quailed and told myself, "Tell her, for she knows how to slake my thirst with sweet drops." But that awe which at her name unmans me even now, so that mere fragments of it start a war in my soul, be, eat, at, ice, made me bow like one who falls asleep. She didn't leave me long like that, but shone a smile on me to make a man rejoice instead of grieve if he were in the fire. "You doubt, I see," she said. "Your show of silence can't deceive my judgment, which is not subject to fault. The question of Jerusalem has set you thinking how a vengeful armed assault upon just vengeance can itself have met standards of justice. Let me free your mind right now, and listen, for my words contain great doctrine. Adam never sought to find the limit to his will. It knew no rain, not even for his good. So never born, he cursed himself and all his heritage. Always conceived in sin, mankind lay torn with sickness and in error from one age into the next, until God's word was pleased to come down and unite what had been split, man's nature that he'd made, and him. He seized the first and to the second added it by one sole act of his eternal love, and all within himself. Now turn your sight on what must follow. Rescued from above, man's nature, thus restored to share the light with what had made it, once more good and pure, by its own act was banned from paradise for having turned aside from the one sure way of the truth and its own life. The price was high. Compare with anguish of the cross with what the human-natured holy word betrayed, and it was just that painful loss. But neither was there ever wrong incurred to match the agony unleashed against the human that the nature rested in. From one act, diverse outcomes were dispensed. The same death worked two different ways to win pleasure for God and also for the Jews. The earth quaked and the sky gaped. No more, then, should it seem harsh to you to hear the views of those who think just vengeance was done when just vengeance was avenged in a high court. But now I see your mind is in a knot of tangled thought pulled tight through tangled thought it longs to be released from. You say, "What I hear, I follow. Why God willed this way to our redemption leaves me in the dark." Though this rule never sees the light of day in anyone whose mind has missed the mark of growing as a flame to adulthood, yet since so many take aim with such zeal, and with so little sense, perhaps I should inform you why that way seemed the most real of all the ways that might lead men to good. Goodness divine, which spurns all envy hence, burning within, so sparkles, it displays all the eternal beauties. That intense ignition point sends out a further blaze without end, since its imprint, once embossed, does not grow pale. That which comes down like rain, free straight away, with not a droplet lost, nothing expended that it can't regain, pays no heed to the power of changing things. Conforming to that goodness, it is more delightful to it, since the light that rings the holy ardor puts its greatest store of brightness in what most resembles it. Of all these gifts to man, if even one is lacking in full force, then it is fit that he should fall from his place in the sun. Nothing but sin can disenfranchise him, and make him so unlike the good supreme that even lit by that light he stays dim and can't regain his place and thus redeem his dignity unless he fills the void made by his fault and pays the penalties fit for a pleasure sinfully enjoyed. Your nature forfeited these dignities when first it sinned, back there in the first man who bore the seed of sin, and you were torn from paradise, and not since time began could what you lost within you be reborn, except by crossing one of these two fords. God, in his clemency, is moved to spare the sinner, or the sinner's just rewards for folly are offset through what he gives by way of satisfaction. Fix your eyes within the unplumbed well where it most lives, the eternal counsel. Closely scrutinize my words. Within his limits man could not ever give satisfaction, for so low he could not humbly stoop, no matter what obedience he found it fit to show, as he had thought by disobedience to rise up, and this is the reason why man was debarred from any competence to render satisfaction and go high all by himself. And thus God was compelled, by his own ways, to give full life again to man through truth or mercy or the meld of both. But since to do good feels best when the doer does it most from his good heart, goodness divine, which shapes the world alone, was glad in raising you for a new start to use both ways. Nor was there ever known, nor will be, in between the first of days and last of nights, a process so sublime and glorious in either of those ways, justice and mercy, not in all of time. Giving himself so man, if he would rise again, could do so, God was bounteous beyond what he would now seem in our eyes if he had simply, and for his own use, granted a pardon. Other means fell short of justice. So the Son of God took on, in all humility, a form of flesh. But seeing all your doubts are not yet gone, one point I'll touch again and treat afresh, so you may see it clearly. You say, I see water, I see fire and air and earth, and all their blends grow old and putrefy, not lasting long, yet these things had their birth. Creation, unless you told me a lie, should have preserved them. Brother, here's what's true. The angels and this spotless country here, where you are now, you might say, came into existence wholly as they now appear, immediately entire. But those things you have named, the elements and mixtures made from them, all these receive their being from those powers which themselves are second grade, virtues created here in this kingdom. Their matter was created, and the power of all the stars that wheel around them. Each and every soul of animal and flower starts as a set of elements that reach a complex balance fit to be inspired by shining movement from the holy lights. But your soul's life is on the instant fired by one abrupt breath from the height of heights. The benefaction flows straight from its source in him, and so imbues the soul with love of him. It wants to join him with full force forever after, where he reigns above. And from all this, it follows that you can argue your case for resurrection. Just recall how flesh was first formed into man. For your first parents, too, rose from the dust at one breath. Bodily decay began only with sin. Immortal life you lost, but now you are redeemed. At what a cost!